Previously on Welcome to Provincetown.
I'm having like these really ups and like really low lows.
Remember Sunny from episode 1 who moved to P-Town after getting laid off from his job in Boston? Sunny is only looking to have a good time.
I just wanted to move to P-Town and be a dumb slut for the summer.
It's Wednesday, June 30th, 11 a.m. Me and Sunny have plans for an interview this morning. When I went to bed last night, I had a sneaking feeling that I should have confirmed our meeting time. But instead, I sent him a text on my way over. When I get to his door, a middle-aged woman answers and gives me a very cheery greeting. She lets me in, and then Sunny races up the stairs from his bedroom in the basement, flustered.
So you walked into chaos. My roommate's family is here, and by family I mean his mom and dad, who like consistently come and like decorate the house for him because he doesn't do it himself, which is like cute.
This makes so much sense. I remember walking into Sunny's apartment for the first time and finding the aesthetics odd. Maxinista meets extended stay hotel.
And then one of my friend was here. He came over for breakfast this morning that we didn't get to because we were doing other things in my bedroom, and that's beautiful.
Blowjobs.
And then, yeah, we all just kind of coalesced at one point, and I was just being a dumb slut, and I apologize.
I don't need an apology, though. I'm happy for him. This is exactly what Sunny wants. I'm Mitra Kaboli. Welcome to Provincetown. Episode 4, Dumb Slut Summer. I have to say that Provincetown is one of the horniest places I've ever been. Sex is everywhere, and almost by design. Even the names of businesses and stores in town seem straight up horny to me. Siemens Bank, The Fudge Factory, Bliss. Actual sex was not hard to come across either. Like one night, Ben, our P-Town daddy doula, invited me to a party in the sand dunes.
Do you know where the trail is?
I trek through loose sand in the dark for about 15 minutes, following these glowing orbs and the growing thump of the bass.
Dua Lipa once again.
I saw a lot of people I knew. Sunny was there. We got to hang out off the clock, except I was recording.
Oh my God. Hi, baby. What's up?
I've been looking for you. I heard
Sunny,
you
were talking. Do you know?
We have met in passing a few times, and that's okay.
You know my colleague, Ben.
But all of a sudden, I noticed that people were making out, or pairing off and disappearing into the dunes, away from the light of the fire pit. It's a full-on sex party now.
Okay, but like, is this one that's polite for me to leave? Like, I should see myself out, or?
As one of two women at the party, I feel like my presence is somehow an impediment to everyone's good time.
No one's stopping what they would be doing because they're like, oh my God.
But Ben points out that no one is paying attention to me.
Wait, did they just go fuck each other?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Paul, one of my friends from the summer. He's asking if Sunny and left to go have sex.
Because I want to hook up with both of them. That's why I'm jealous.
Who?
Both of the men who left together. I want to hook up with both of them.
The fact that no one was paying attention to me wasn't much of a comfort. I prefer to be seen.
Well, I'm a little sick still. I'm recovering from the gay flu that everyone got.
There was a gnarly bug going around in early July that everyone jokingly called the gay flu or gay cough. Some on the internet insisted that their little gay cough was actually COVID. Honestly, who knows? A bunch of my friends in New York got it after Pride weekend, and then it made its way to P-Town.
We had Circuit Week, and now we're like midway through Bear Week. And Circuit Week was... Both of them have been their own kind of hell for different reasons, but like not in a bad way, like fun hell. Like if it was hell, but like, I don't know, there were party drugs and alcohol.
Provincetown summer is dictated by special weeks or weekends that are meant to draw certain types of crowds. Family week, baby dyke weekend, bear week, Men of Color Weekend. The list goes on. Circuit Week always lands during the 4th of July. If you've ever been to a dance club and you suddenly find yourself in a sea of muscly shirtless men, you have found the Circuit Queens.
Circuit Week is all about how fit and trim and slim and muscle defined and veiny and speedos and harnesses and jock straps, and nobody eats. I mean, eating is not, I mean, absolutely not. Alcohol and drugs are pretty much the lifeline of Circuit Week.
People love to dunk on circuit gays. Kristen even has a joke about it.
I met this nice young man Friday of Circuit Boy Week. His name was Connor. His family owned a dairy farm upstate. He was in finance. Seemed like a nice boy, right? I ran into Connor on Sunday night. He's coked out, wants to do lines off my dildo. Like, what the fuck, Connor? I didn't see that coming, Connor.
I would never describe Sonny as a circuit gay, but he and his friends from Boston would usually vacation in P-Town for the 4th of July.
So my friends from Boston, like my best group of like three friends, all showed up on Thursday of Circuit Week to start like our frivolity. And I ended up going out 6 out of the 7 days in a row with them while also working.
When Circuit Week was upon us, it felt like a switch was flipped. The vibe in town noticeably shifted, and I was not alone in this observation.
Talking to all of like my like fellow townies and like my friends at the brewery, it's like leading up to this week, like they would all talk about how much they like dislike Circuit Week and how like awful it was. But I didn't realize how much like body dysmorphia you would get from it, or just the whole place is like kind of laced with anxiety. No one's like super friendly or nice, and like, but everyone's so hot.
This is a major contrast from how Sonny has been feeling since he got here.
The first like few weeks of living here was very different from the last week of like what it was. Like I felt really body positive. Like I bought my first Speedo when I moved to P-Town this summer, and I was like wearing it on the beach and feeling super confident and great. And like when we went to the beach last week during Circuit Week with my like friends, I was like, oh my God, everyone looks so good in their Speedos. And I'm just like the only hairy person here. I don't know. You just feel a little bit insecure.
The thought of Sonny, one of the cutest boys I know, feeling crappy about the way he looks is bonkers.
Look at me. I would have been a great straight guy. I would have slayed the pussy game.
Oh my God, Sonny.
No. It would have been one less thing that I would have had to deal with growing up. It just wasn't fun. Like, why? If you could be straight, why would you be gay? I didn't come out until I was like a senior in college. And like even after that, I knew I was gay since I was a freshman, like, and well before then, but like just didn't want to admit to it because, you know, maybe they'll figure out a way to make you not gay, like in X-Men when you got rid of your mutation.
As someone who is very much making a choice to live a queer life, this crushed me. Why would you want to get rid of your superpower? But this is the rub. There is no map. It can be so hard to see a future. And I think Sonny feels that too. When he talks about his straight friends, many of whom are getting married right now, I can sense a hint of jealousy. But I can't tell if it's because he feels like his life is unstable, laid off from his job and working at a bar, or if it's bigger than that.
Everything's okay. Life's perfect. I love not having a career and, you know, being in P-Town. And it is fun, but like seeing all your friends and being like, oh, I'm glad they all have fun, stable lives and are getting married. And yeah.
Do they have fun, stable lives?
They're not fun, but their lives are stable. And like, there's a certain thing that is said to have a stable life.
And that is literally the life that they'll live for the next like 50 years. And they're going to be happy doing it. And there's something that's so nice about that blissful ignorance.
Marriage and a 9-to-5 can feel comforting and safe, but I'm pretty sure that is not what Sonny wants either.
Like now I think about it and like being gay is so fun. But again, it's one of those things where it's mixed with the highest highs and the lowest lows.
This rings so true to me. On the one hand, being gay is totally fabulous. The best parties, mingling with artists and culture makers, the auntie with good taste. But on the other hand, it feels so lonely. I don't even know where I want to live, let alone if I want long-term partnership or kids. So I worry who's going to be around when I get old. But until I find a compelling reason to seek the traditional pillars of stability, I will keep riding the highs. Every Wednesday since arriving, I've gone to Fag Bash, the only party I legitimately like going to in P-Town because the music is actually good. No offense to the Madonna club remixes. But I've started to feel like there's no room for me. I feel like men are towering over me and holding their space in a really hostile way. But maybe they don't see me at all. Sometimes I think that I'm being paranoid, like these dudes are just tall and I'm short, so of course I feel intimidated. But even Sunny finds these spaces to be alienating at times.
You reminded me of another story that happened during Circuit Week. So we went to A House yet again for the third night in a row.
The A House is a club and one of the oldest gay bars in America. Everything in P-Town is the oldest something.
And I was like already not really feeling it because it was like so packed. We were all shoved in there like sardines. Everyone has their shirt off on the dance floor and is dancing. And some huge like G'd out muscle queen is like really feeling himself and is like kind of is dancing, but like dancing aggressively, and like swung his arm and like elbowed me right in the face and gave me a really bad bloody nose. I'm like spewing blood, like it's going down my face into my chest hair. I run to the bathroom, run to the sink, and every fucking queen in there asked me like, oh my god, do you have coke? Like, did you like do too much? And I was like, fuck, I hate it here. I need to leave. I hate this so much. And then I just left. Ugh, gay culture is awful.
Although the terribleness of Circuit Week is mostly agreed upon by locals, I will say that during that week and the week after, Bear Week, I saw more sex in front of my eyes than I've ever seen in my life. Picture me, dancing, minding my own business, while someone is getting their ass eaten right next to me. I saw it all. Blowjobs, full-on fucking on a grimy dance floor. It was beautiful. I'm so happy that these spaces exist, and I feel very strongly that they should be protected and maintained. But the biggest feeling I had was jealousy. After watching dudes fuck all night, I too was horny. I want what the dudes have. There was a secret part of myself that was hoping my little queer pilgrimage would also turn into a sapphic summer. But there were no women around.
Speaking of gay, yes. Where are the lesbians? Please help
so
me.
So the best I can do is my Sunday party called the Dyke Talk.
After the break, we go looking for some women.
Speaking of gay, yes. Where are the lesbians? Please help
so
me.
The best I can do is my Sunday party called the Dyke Talk.
Kristen Becker, who we met in episode 2, who runs Summer of Sass, also hosts a weekly event on Sundays at the brewery called Dyke Dock.
And I literally will walk through the streets with a megaphone and like call for lesbians, and they will literally follow me back.
Dyke Dock is an event playing off the name of an infamous P-Town cruising ground that is below the deck of a hotel, the Dick Dock.
When we do Dyke Dock on Sundays, my rule that I've decided is that there can be one gay boy or bi boy for every 10 women, because that's how it feels to be a woman in P-Town.
This is not an exaggeration. I don't know how often I'd be at a party and suddenly realize that there are 3 women in the room. Me, my friend, and some other poor woman.
Wait, okay, just want to see something. How many women are at this party? Just guess.
Who just has long hair?
So the Provincetown Brewing Company was like, we want to create a space for women. And I was like, do you really want to create a space for women, or do you want women to come drink at your bar? Like, those are two very different things.
The Dyke Talk time slot, Sundays from 2 to 5, is frankly not great. Prime beach time.
Sounds like you just want women to come drink at your bar.
I want to be clear. Kristen does not host Dyke Talk out of the goodness of her heart. She kind of got roped into it.
I was like, all right. Well, then I want the patio. And I want you to not see anyone there a half hour before we get started, then we hold them even if no one shows up. And I've got a playlist that I made, you know, 4 hours of Dyke music that plays, which you'd never hear in town. Like, it's the little things of just like creating the space.
The brewery sees the lack of women's events in town. So for Dyke Dock, they reserve the patio for women. If any guys try to sit there, they'll be ushered inside. Because if they don't, the place would be overrun with cis men. Sometimes when Kristen tells men they can't sit on the patio for dyke dock, she's met with confusion and hostility. So when the 4th of July weekend came around, aka Circuit Week, Kristen and the brewery, they didn't even try. There were just too many men.
4th of July is so exceptionally male-driven that, like, I didn't even know. I couldn't guarantee that women would show up.
Still, it's hard to say why I don't see so many dykes out at bars or clubs. Do dykes not like to go out, period? Or do they not like to go out because there isn't anywhere left for them to go?
So here's a place called The Club. So The Club used to be the Pied Piper. And before it was the Pied Piper, it was the Ace of Spades.
One day, my producer Emily and I met with a historian named Karen Krahulik. Karen wrote a book on how P-Town became the gay destination that it is today. Right now, we're stopped outside The Club, the venue where Kaya does her Tuesday night shows. Until pretty recently, it was the longest-running lesbian club in the country.
But that's something that you had talked about, where are the women? They used to have a few places that were female-centric, never female-only. Provincetown's never been like that, especially with the women. Maybe it's no longer needed.
Disagree. What's that, Mitra?
I said disagree.
There are not a lot of dyke bars left in the U.S. Since the 80s, the majority of them closed. There used to be something like 200 dyke bars. Now, there are less than 30. In Provincetown, Massachusetts, the gayest place on earth, Dyke Dock is the closest thing, and it's once a week for 3 hours.
Okay, I'm like young and about like the nightlife and like single, like, you know, like I want to like party with women, and they're just, I'm continually one of like maybe 3 women at a party, which makes it not fun for me.
How about the Vixen? Is it still run as a primarily lesbian place?
I don't think that's a place. I haven't seen a place called the Vixen.
It's not even that I want to be surrounded by women, although that does sound nice. It's more about the fact that I want to be in a social environment that I feel welcome in.
What's going on today? Where are we?
We are at Dyke Dock, special event party called Squirt, at the Provincetown Brewing Company in Provincetown, Massachusetts. Well, it's Girl Splash Weekend, right? Well, which is basically we have theme weeks, right? So you got Bear Week, you got Family Week, and Girl Splash Weekend is now, which is all the ladies. And then next week is Family Week, which is a convenient roll into because all the women bring their kids this week.
Girl Splash is a women's focused weekend. Kristen bought a bunch of squirt guns for the Dyke Dock party, but that was her backup idea. Originally, she wanted to get a dunk tank.
And then they did a dunk tank the week before for Bear Week.
They being the brewery. This is a small town. A dunk tank for 2 consecutive weekends at the same venue will have diminishing returns.
They stole your dunk tank idea?
Can't be proven, but I definitely had a whole thing, conversation with them about doing it for Girl Splash, and then they did it for Bear Week.
I am so fucking annoyed. I can't.
I called them and I was like, guys, and then when I'm like, guys, they're like it's like I'm being a difficult lesbian. Right? Like, oh, you can still do it. And I'm like, but it's not the same. It doesn't hit the same. Like, it's Girl Splash. Fucking splash.
At this point in the summer, after getting pushed around by a bunch of men, this is one more tiny indignity that has me fuming.
Also, you can't do a dunk tank 2 weeks in a row.
Do a dunk tank 2 weeks in a row.
It kind of loses its edge.
It's not the same. Even if it's new people or whatever. It is a once a season thing, and it should have been Girl Splash. And it was, yeah.
But Kristen told me the dunk tank during Bear Week completely backfired.
Because none of the gay guys wanted to be seen throwing in front of the other guys. So then I was like, yeah, no, because lesbians are supposed to be fucking doing the sports.
I talked to the folks at the brewery, and they said the ideas came up separately. But it doesn't matter who had the dunk tank idea first. The point is that Kristen doesn't feel like she has any real leverage. Summer of Sass gets a small cut of the profits from the brewery, and her tiny program is listed on the back of one of their cans.
This is the small town aspect of it, where, like, everything is so intermingled that, like, how much do I get to bitch when, like, there's a large, like, that's a lot of exposure for Summer of Sass being on the back of that beer can.
Kristen knows this is a valuable relationship, so she always figures something else out. Squirt guns and super soakers it is. Splish splash. But in yet another blow to the lesbians of P-Town, it's raining today.
Kristen,
the weather, is it homophobic, yes or no?
It's working on itself. Do you know what I mean? Like, it had some struggles this morning. It's going to clear up. It's coming to its senses as we speak, quite frankly. So I'm excited for the next 2 hours. If we can get 2 out of 3 hours to be not spitting rain, then we'll be good. But there are some troopers here. There are lesbians can be prepared, you know?
The rain did clear, and more women showed up. Stacey Starr was there.
It's always worth it to look fabulous.
This is the most women I've seen anywhere since I got to P-Town. About 50 throughout the course of the day.
Ladies, how are you? Welcome to Dyke Dock. Who let you in?
Sunny works the Dyke Dock shift every Sunday.
What's up, you guys?
Not much. Just finishing my shift, having a little post-shift drink before I decide to go home and take a nap before I inevitably go out tonight.
I've popped by a couple of Dyke Docks. The vibe is always excellent, but this one by far had the most people.
Today was like a real turnout, and I'm really happy that it like went well. And it was fun. Like, it's fun to have this kind of energy. I don't know. I've talked to Mitra about this. Like, there's too many gay guys in town, and we need some women to slap us straight sometimes.
It's so weird though. Like as the person like putting the party together, it's always so weird because like I ask you to hold tables, which means turning away money. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there are most certainly from 2 to 5 on Sundays. Families and gay boys who want to come, and there's a beautiful patio, and that's the whole point. And like, you guys have been so cool to be like, actually, no, you can't sit here because we're just gonna hold this space in case some women show up. And it blows people's minds. They're like, what do you mean? We're here right now. And we're like, yeah, but that's not what we're doing.
And as the host, I'm the one who gets to field all those lovely questions. I'm like, I'm so sorry, but we have a lovely space inside that you can sit at, and it usually works out fine.
You have to reserve space for women to exist.
You fucking can't get over this.
It is. It's wild. But, like,
I mean,
I can't really speak to it because I don't really know it enough. But I'm sure you can.
No, I mean, you live here, right? So, like, you know that generally speaking, the denominating gender is male in any space you go to. And I'm not sure why there aren't. Like, dedicated lesbian spaces, but there aren't. The first 2 weeks we did it, there were a few women who came in who were like, we've been in town all weekend, and it's Sunday now, and this is the first time we've been in a room where women were the majority. And because there's no, you know, fucking bat light, bat signal beacon to drive women to a place, they end up in any one of the bars in town, and they're like, you know, one of 50. Mm-hmm. The thing I love about Dyke Dock is, like, today was a busier day, that was great, but even on slow days, a lot of women come from Boston or New York, and they meet each other here, and because there is a decline of lesbian bars everywhere, actively, like, they're exchanging numbers, and they're like, oh my god, this is a new lesbian friend in Boston. Like, they come here to make friends, to hang out with.
Were there used to be lesbian spaces here? I feel like, wasn't
the Vixen was the Pilgrim House.
Which is a mere 50 feet away from where we're standing, directly behind the brewery.
What happened?
Somebody else bought it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunate. Because I feel like there's literally just everything's a gay bar now, but there's no dedicated space. And I can't say the only thing I've seen, like, flyer-wise even, is this. Like, I didn't even see any advertisements for Girl Splash, really. This, like...
No. And I've been talking to, like, a couple of producers about it.
When I came to P-Town, I knew that it was more gay than queer, meaning that most of the people would be cis and men. But I was truly unprepared for how homogenous it really was. Dyke Dock was the only place I saw women, queers, and trans people comfortably mingling. But almost everywhere I went, I was surrounded by a sea of men. I'm happy for Sunny and all the other gay men. But there'll be no dumb slut summer for me. Coming up on Welcome to Provincetown.
You want to be a busker, okay, great, but then you don't busk. You want a counselor, but then you don't go to counseling. There has to be some accountability.
We check in with Stacey Starr to see how her life as a street performer is going.
Do it now, right? I'm gonna say something out loud, too. Kiss my motherfucking ass, bitches.
Welcome to Provincetown was created by Roomtone and Rococo Punch. It's produced by me, Mitra Cavoli, and Emily Foreman, in association with Stitcher. Story editing by Gianna Palmer at Witness Docs. Charlotte Livingston is our production assistant. Bart Tochi helped with fact-checking. Editorial advising on this episode from Tyler Morse, Audrey Quinn, and Cassie Wagler. Our executive producers are Jessica Alpert and John Perotti at Rococo Punch, and Ben Riskin and Bianca Grimshaw at Roomtone. Camille Stanley is the executive producer of Witness Docs, and Casey Holford is the technical director. Thank you to Karen Krahulik. If you want to know more about the history of P-Town, check out her book, Provincetown, From Pilgrim Landing to Gay Resort. And special thanks to Sylveon Consulting for their feedback on this podcast. If you want to see pics from our summer in P-Town, follow us on Instagram at Rococo Punch. Thanks for listening.
You know, having
we're
a Sunday.
We're heading to our tennis match, but we can't get there because we can't find an Uber. Can you take us?
What's the plan for the night?
That's a good question.
We're unsure. At least two of us needs abortions. No, I'm kidding.
Maybe pillow fights later.
It's really unfortunate that your microphone can't get this high kick. Thank you so much for coming.
Okay, so we're making a podcast.